So hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. Welcome to the February Reiki Reju. And I thought the theme for this session would be a comment that I had on the on my YouTube channel. And there was just some, they're kind of common, it's a common question. So I thought this would be a great little thing to not only talk about, but then also to experience through the meditation so you can kind of see the difference. And so the question was, what am I supposed to do with my thoughts and awareness during treatments? Actually, there was those three questions here. So we're going to dive into that. And then the second question was, is it possible to do self-treatments without applying hands and closing eyes? So for example, when I'm sitting in a meeting or driving a car. And then the third question was, is it possible to use Reiki to create a protective shield around myself? Now, I would say the last two questions are Reiki two techniques, actually. So when you're talking about self-treatment, whereby you're giving yourself a treatment without applying hands, in Reiki two, we learn the sending symbol. And then we basically, as we're doing our treatment. So for example, you could, not that I would really recommend you do Reiki treatments when driving a car, because if it kind of like really zones you out, you're not necessarily in the best alertness. So I would take care with that, to be honest. And even in meetings, I've had situations where it's been quite a long meeting and I've started sending myself Reiki and I've gone into quite a deep state, so that then when my boss asked me a question, I had no idea what was going on. But let's say you're in a situation where you want to send yourself some Reiki, then for sure, tuning into the symbols and using, so in Reiki 2, we talk about, you could use the steering wheel as like my hands are using the steering wheel instead of the body as a contact point. So then the thing is, you start tuning into the sending symbols, then you start to put your hands on the steering wheel, and then it's kind of like the steering wheel will correspond to the body. So it's just it's a way of telling the Reiki where you want it to go. And the same, if you were in a meeting, you could experiment with this, I guess, and you had your hands say on a file or just in your lap, then you could just kind of say, okay, the file or my thighs or the desk, wherever you're making contact, corresponds with my body positions. So then you're sending yourself Reiki. Now, you can also experiment, if you're not a Reiki 2, you can experiment with intention, because intention is very powerful. So you could experiment with just breathing in the Reiki. So often when we do the Reiki Reju, for example, the Reiki attunement, we put our hands together and then we kind of imagine that we're just opening up the crown chakra, and then we're allowing the Reiki energy to come in. So you can do the same thing really in terms of wherever you're sitting, just breathing in the Reiki energy into the heart center and then imagining that it's spreading out. So I would say experiment with this, but the classic or traditional way of doing Reiki without hands is actually to do it through the symbols. So to do it through the Reiki 2 techniques. And then the shielding is the same, right? We use the protective symbol to help us with that, or what we call the harmony symbol. You can just kind of imagine that through your whole body if you've learned Reiki 2 and above. And then that gives you a lovely feeling of protection. But actually what's happening is it's harmonizing your system. So it's harmonizing you with the outside environment, or it's harmonizing you so that if there is any kind of negativity coming towards you, it doesn't get sticky. So you can just kind of let it flow through. And again, I would say the same thing. If you're not Reiki 2 and you're just experimenting with the self-attunement and you're experimenting with Reiki as an energy, then it's I think the most powerful visualization that I found is this idea of I'm a sieve. So it's kind of like things can't really stick to a sieve, right? Like you stick it underwater, water goes straight through. So a really nice way, if somebody is coming at you or you're in an environment where you're starting to, you know, contract, actually the best way of dealing with that is to relax. So when you consciously relax, so you just start to open your system rather than tighten it up. And normally when we're in a toxic situation, our tendency is to tighten up to protect ourselves. But then what happens is that we start to feel the stress in our body. So if we actually deliberately relax, like let it in, but the secret is we let it in and through. So you don't let it in to keep it. You let it in, and then it's almost like you imagine yourself as a sieve, and then the whole energy just passes through you. So actually you're untouched. And when you leave that environment, I would consciously do the same thing. So when I'm in a more neutral environment and I'm breathing and I'm just regulating my nervous system and I'm just allowing the new, more stable, more harmonious energy to also run through my body. So it's this idea of a sieve, and you're just letting everything flow through. And for me, that works really, really well. And it works better than trying to kind of put a shield on and trying to bounce it off, because there is this thing of whatever you resist persists, right? And it's a really truism. So it's this idea of just letting yourself be much more universal life force, because that will harmonize the energy. You don't have to do it. You don't have to let it stick to you. You don't have to be affected by it, because it's somebody else's projection. I mean, we're always projecting. There's nothing personal going on, right? That's the weird thing. Everybody is just projecting their shit. That's all that's happening. And so even when you're giving advice, you're still projecting your shit. So once you really understand that, when someone's projecting onto you, you kind of know it's got nothing to do with you. So then you can just relax, let it through, let them project. It's like not a big deal, because it's actually not personal anyway. Yeah, I would say if you're interested in these things in a more traditional technique fashion, then I would definitely do Reiki too. But if you're just interested in exploring the different ways that you can use the Reiki energy with your own energy, then actually what we're trying to do with Reiki ultimately is to align, right? So it's all about alignment and aligning into our truth. And so this actually comes back to the first question, which is, what am I supposed to do with my thoughts and awareness? And I would say it depends on what you're trying to do. So Reiki works on all the different levels. When we are Reiking, so for example, let's say you burn yourself or you cut yourself, you got an injury, right? And then all you're doing is you're putting your hands over the injury. Let's say I burnt my finger. I've actually got a little burn. So you put your hands over your finger, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're watching TV, you're, you know, sitting there having a chat with a friend. Your mind doesn't have to be engaged with this, because it's purely physical healing, right? So depending on your intention, if it's just purely physical, you're trying to do first aid Reiki, then the mind isn't really involved, because it's simply the Reiki energy going in to harmonize and to activate the immune system and to help your body heal at a physical level as optimally as possible, right? Super simple. Now, if you are trying to do some emotional or mental healing, then the intention becomes quite important, because it is, you're trying to work with the mind. So then I would say that when you're doing your healing, you're dropping in a very light intention. And again, the intention is not, you're not tightening around it. You're just kind of dropping it in. So let's say you had an incident where it's a relationship issue and you had a fight with somebody or a disagreement, and it's disturbed your energy. Then as you're doing your Reiki treatment, what you're doing is you're very lightly putting in the intention to the root cause, or maybe it's to get more perspective, or whatever it is, you know, to understand why you triggered, right? And you drop it in. And then as you're doing your Reiki treatment, you're having a fuzzy focus around it. So you're not contracting around it and thinking, but it's a more of a daydreamy kind of thing. You're just letting your thoughts float around the kind of topic, right? And you might play around with, oh, if I helicopter view, if I was a fly on the wall, what, how would I be seeing this interaction? You know, you can kind of play around with those kind of CBT tools, but you are engaging your mind because it is a mind matter. Now, the other thing we use Reiki for is to, for our spiritual growth, or to see the Reiki alignment as part of us. So universal life force, and we're trying to align our universal life force with the greater whole. And this is obviously something that I talk about a lot because this is my personal interest. So then the way we're using our mind is very different because we're not trying to engage in thinking, because thinking is not part of that. You know, the universal life force is not actually, has nothing to do with thoughts. So then what you're trying to do is you're trying to intuit or feel into those, that part of you before thinking. So then thoughts are not helpful, because then you're still, that's like different levels, right? So then you're still at the thinking level, which is a very personal egoic thing, which is useful for helping you to sort out your egoic kind of, you know, how we move around the world is very much to do with personalities and communications and relationships. So then thinking is very important. But then if you're trying to get down into the true alignment, your true self, some people might call it a higher self, maybe, but it's more this alignment into what is life force? What is my life force really calling from me, right? Wanting to express through me. So then what you're doing during your Reiki treatment is to do your best to kind of merge into thatness, that part. So it really depends on your intention. So what I thought we would do in this meditation is to spend about 5 minutes on each, so that you can get a sense of what is happening with the mind, and also little guidances for where you are, right? When you're just kind of dropping in, and you could say deeper, but to me, is it deeper or is it just a different attention and focus? You know, it's just parallel, more like parallels, right? In terms of where your attention is, rather than this idea that there's a deeper, better, bigger, that kind of thing, which I don't think is particularly helpful. Sound good? Those little thumbs up going up always crack me up. I don't know why. It's so funny. Okay, so let's come into our Gassho prayer pose, and the hands go in front of your heart center. This is just tradition, by the way. Like, if you don't like it like that, then do whatever you want with your hands. But ideally, you're just bringing them into contact with each other, because that kind of helps you to get a feel for what's going on. And then you're just gently closing your eyes and starting to ground yourself. And with every breath, you're just exhaling, relaxing. And then we're calling in the Reiki attunement. And this is simply an intention of opening our crown chakra. And the easiest way to do that really is through imagining a 1,000-petaled lotus at the top of your head and just imagining it blossoming. And that might mean that you feel certain sensations, it might not. But the idea is you're opening to the life force, to the Reiki energy, and you're calling it in through the attunement, breathing it in into the heart center. And then exhaling it all the way out, down the arms, into the hands and fingers. So it's almost as if we're opening a hose pipe, turning on the tap. And it's just simply through intention. The intention of aligning ourselves with this beautiful, gentle, and natural energy. And then we're just going to place our hands anywhere on our body that feels comfortable. Could be just palm down into onto our thighs. It could be on your tummy. Or it could also be on an area. Since the first part of this, we're going to experiment with the physical healing. So if there's any areas of your body that is feeling physical pain or you have an injury of any sort, you're just placing your hands there if it's comfortable and easy to reach. And we're simply noticing. So you're noticing any sensations around the hands, but also on the body part that you are reikiing. So you're bringing your attention into that contact point, the pressure of your hand on that area. And just noticing you might feel some warmth or tingling. Might even be a menthol cooling, fizziness. You might just notice the pressure of your hands and wherever it's contacting the body. Now, because we're in a meditative state, we are bringing our attention to this area. But if you were just healing naturally and normally, you could just be daydreaming. Doesn't really matter what your mind's doing. Because actually, the healing is happening whether or not you're paying attention to it. And you can notice this. You could bring your attention to something else. Maybe there's some sounds around. Just let your mind wander somewhere else. And then when you bring it back to the hands, just notice it's still there, still working in the background, the sensations that you noticed before. Might even have got stronger. Oftentimes, the longer we leave our hands in one place, the stronger the sensations. So this is just showing you that in the background, Reiki is always working on the areas wherever you're placing your hands. There's a flow of energy. Now, very gently, you're just going to place your hands anywhere that's comfortable so that you can relax. We're going to move on to experimenting with emotional or mental healing and what you're doing with your mind in these situations. So just getting comfortable. Your hands are still on your body. And you're just bringing to mind a situation, ideally something that's happened recently. It can be very small, that caused you to come out of your natural calm state. and threw you into a bit of anxiety or stress, where you just noticed the body was tight, uncomfortable, or perhaps you were angry, frustrated, or sad. And you're just bringing up that situation, and you just, in your memory, just going back over it and feeling into the body how it felt, or where your attention was. Oftentimes you might notice that your attention jumped into your head, the situation. You weren't that connected with the body, really. And then in your mind's eye, you can just play with imagining if you could relax the body in that moment. So you're replaying that moment, but this time you're just imagining yourself relaxing. And if you can do this, you might notice that you can see a bit more clearly what is happening. And if it was a communication with somebody else, or an incident involving someone else, you might notice that becomes a bit clearer from their perspective, what they were trying to communicate. What they were projecting. See if you can find that from their perspective. Their own pain, their own fear, their own habits and patterns. And just seeing if you can be a fly on the wall. Keeping your body relaxed. And when you feel that you've got a good handle on what their perspective was, you can have a look at your own projections. What were your triggers and thoughts? What did you think you needed to do? Maybe you felt you needed to protect yourself or to tense up. And the question would be why? And very lightly. So again, with that idea of you're just open, relaxed. Playing out that incident in your mind, seeing if there's a different clarity. Just sending that incident a bit more compassion, understanding, and love. Hopefully, there's a little bit more insight gained. And then in the final part of this experiment, we're going to just drop under all the thinking, the sensations, the physical, the mental, the emotional, to connect in with the Reiki energy itself. And if it feels resonant to move your hands, you can move your hands or you can keep them where they are. Or you can even take them away from your body if you want. We're just going to do a couple of breaths just to relax the body as best you can. And now you're just allowing the mind to be there in the background. You're not needing any thoughts to be a certain way. They can just come and go. You might be aware of them, but they're really not important. And see if you can follow the mind's eye. So this idea of even with your eyes closed, there is still a seeing happening. And just see if you can follow it backwards without giving it a location. That might feel like a strange instruction, but notice that with your eyes closed, unless you imagine yourself, you're not actually a physical person. And what I mean by that is your awareness is simply awareness. And notice how you have to imagine a location in your head, behind your eyes. So just dropping all of that imagination, all of that thinking, and just feeling into the spaciousness itself of awareness. You might notice there's no boundaries really. With your eyes closed, you have to imagine your room. You have to imagine the walls, the ceiling. So just dropping all of that, all the images you have of yourself, your boundaries, your body. And simply resting in this sense of awareness or presence. Of course, there's still breathing happening. But even that, if you don't put a location, if you don't imagine the breath in the lungs or the tummy, then it's simply a sensation arising and falling. Noticing when you have your attention here, there's a deep stillness and peace. A totally different quality. And then very gently, we're starting to reimagine ourselves in our bodies again, starting to come back into the boundaries. You can start wiggling your toes and fingers, bringing your attention back into the physical. Giving yourself a little stretch, a little wiggle. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.